Apollo 11, this is Houston, remember?
Roger, go ahead, Houston, Apollo 11.
Roger, we're going to go ahead and enable the S-4B for the slingshot maneuver. The lock dump will start about 12 minutes from now, over.
Okay, lock dump about, I guess that'll make it about 0-1.
All right, I'll try to give you a little closer update as we approach it.
Alrighty.
And 11, for your information, the magnitude of mid-course correction number one, if we burned it, looks like about 1.7 feet per second. We're presently considering not burning it. This would make mid-course correction two tomorrow about 21.3, over.
That sounds good to us.
Roger, you're looking good down here.
Yeah, we didn't have much time, Houston, to talk to you about our views out the window when we were preparing for limb ejection, but up to that time we had the entire northern part of the lighted hemisphere visible, including North America, the North Atlantic, and Europe and Northern Africa. We could see that the weather was good all just about everywhere. There was one cyclonic depression in northern Canada and the Athabasca, probably east of Athabasca area. Greenland was clear, and it appeared to be we were seeing just the ice cap in Greenland. All North Atlantic was pretty good, and Europe and Northern Africa seemed to be clear. Most of the United States was clear. There was a low, looked like a front stretching from the center of the country up across north of the Great Lakes and into Newfoundland.
Roger, we copy.
I didn't know what I was looking at, but I sure did like it.
Okay. I guess the view must be pretty good from up there. We show you just roughly somewhere around 19,000 miles out now.
I didn't have much outside my window.
We'll get you into PTC one of these days and take turns looking.